USA Radio News.
A WNBA player will stay in a Russian jail for several more months. John Hunt reports.
American basketball star Brittany Grenier's detention in Russia has now been extended until May or beyond, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing the Kamiki Court of the Moscow region. Grenier has been detained for weeks after Russian officials say they found vape cartridges containing drops of oil derived from cannabis in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. The offense could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in a Russian prison.
A U.S. Navy veteran jailed in Iran for nearly 2 years has sued the Iranian government for $1 billion. Michael White alleges he was kidnapped, held hostage, and tortured. The State Department arranged for his release in June 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Russia's war has created a humanitarian crisis. Lance Pry has the story.
The United Nations is reporting on Thursday that more than 3.1 million refugees have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its unprovoked invasion. The UN Refugee Agency has labeled the exodus the fastest-growing refugee crisis in Europe since Hitler started World War II.
Peru's Constitutional Court has approved the release from prison of former President Alberto Fujimori. He is serving a 25-year sentence for murder and corruption. A court official says the court restored a humanitarian pardon granted to Fujimori on Christmas Eve in 2017. The country's Supreme Court had overturned the medical pardon in 2018 and ordered the former strongman back to jail for human rights abuses. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has declined Dolly Parton's request to pull her nomination. The organization confirmed Thursday she'll remain on the ballot. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo hinted at a political comeback on Thursday, including running for his former job just 6 months after he resigned amid sexual harassment allegations. Cuomo gave a campaign-style speech on Thursday to a friendly audience of about 100 people in the Bronx. Newsmax reported the Democrat behaved like a candidate, posing for pictures with attendees and a baby. Actor and former politician Arnold Schwarzenegger is speaking out about the invasion in Ukraine.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is urging Russian citizens and military members to listen to the truth about the Ukrainian invasion. The actor and former California governor posted a 9-minute video to social media attempting to debunk Russian government propaganda about the war, particularly the claim that the purpose of the invasion was to denazify Ukraine. Schwarzenegger spoke of his father, a member of the Nazi Party, who served in World War II.
When my father arrived in Leningrad, he was all pumped up on the lies of his government. When he left Leningrad, he was broken, physically and mentally. To the Russian soldiers listening to this broadcast, you already know much of the truth that I've been speaking. I don't want you to be broken like my father.
That's Tim Berg reporting. And 10 pilots from 4 different airlines are suing the CDC. They want to end the federal mask mandate, calling it illegal and saying it prevents them from flying safely. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.